Welcome to MetaMagic.com podcast number 6. When the word prosperity is mentioned, everyone has their own immediate response. For some, the word elicits thoughts of money in abundance. For others, ideas of a thriving family are foremost. For some, prosperity is about a bountiful harvest, or a fully stocked store, or a collection of books, or stamps, or coins, or just about anything, given the diversity of humans and cultures on this planet. For our purposes here, we're going to use a very simple and open-ended definition. Prosperity is the ability to do what you want to do. It's about living your life on your own terms. How many times have you heard someone say that they always wanted to write a book or learn to dance or start a band or patent an invention or any of a thousand other activities, but they just didn't have the time or they didn't have enough money or any of a thousand other excuses? How many times have you said these things yourself? Short of an accident or untimely death, we all have roughly the same amount of time, one lifetime. All our days are the same length, 24 hours. Our weeks are all 7 days, and our years are all always clocked by the same orbit of the planet. So how is it that some people manage to prosper in that time, while others toil unhappily? How do a very few manage to not only excel, but change the world in their lifetimes? Here's where prosperity comes into play. To have the time and resources and motivation to achieve mastery in any field, at least some of our basic needs in life must be fulfilled. There's any number of systems for breaking down the basic needs of humans. In MetaMagic, we have a simple 5-category list here. The basic needs of humans are survival, which means food, clothing, shelter, and basic health. Power, which means territory, possessions, and influence over others. Information, which includes language, knowledge, science, and problem solving. Sex and status, which comes down to the ability to attract a mate. And transcendence, altered states, psychic knowledge, ability to interact with entities, awareness of internal and external consciousness. If we are in any way preoccupied with a lack in our basic needs, we become distracted from the extended concentration and focus necessary to excel at our chosen task. If we are working all the time just to survive, we won't have time to do anything beyond that. If we are in debt and imminent foreclosure or eviction preys upon our mind, we are more likely to spend our time fighting the negative consequences as opposed to honing our craft. If we have no secure place in which to work, the paranoia and insecurity, not to mention discomfort, will likely cloud our efforts. If we're inhibited in expressing ourselves, or have some impediment to accessing information about our field, will likely produce little useful outcome. If we're obsessed with the failure of, difficulties with, or lack of sexual relationships, these concerns will also cloud our efforts and impede our ability to act. In short, our basic needs must at least be addressed before we can start to contrive our circumstances in ways that support our intended work. Let's emphasize that point. Contrive your circumstances to support your work. This is rarely something that happens all at once or in a final way. We're working to satisfy our basic needs throughout our lives. This is a process. Okay, some of you will need to address these issues solely before you go on to do other kinds of magic. Okay, and most of us, this is a process that can continue as we're doing our other things. And as we begin to make more and more time for mastery of our craft, whatever that happens to be. Okay. Now, the exercise that we're about to explore, the prosperity technique, is a preliminary exercise from the Book of Exhilaration and Mastery. If you have the book, Prosperity Technique begins on page 7, it's pages 7 through 9 of the Book of Exhilaration and Mastery. It's a very simple technique, and it's used to help begin to resolve some of these issues before we go on to more potent and powerful forms of magic. To begin with, identify one of the challenges that you have meeting the basic needs of your life. Okay, everybody has some challenge, greater or lesser, in one or more of these areas. So pick one that you want to work with. Okay, what worrying thoughts occupy your mind? What aspects of your life take up inordinate amounts of time that would otherwise be devoted to your own work? What stresses you out? Okay, now, once you've got one of those to work with, determine the opposite. Okay, now we're not going for excess on this kind of thing. The opposite of insufficiency is sufficiency. Okay, so the opposite of poverty is having enough. Right? If you're concerned with a difficult relationship, then the opposite may be a rewarding or pleasant relationship. And so on. Okay, these will be unique for you. Okay, again, stick with the simplest opposite. If you think you should be rich and famous, allow that to come naturally from the mastery of your work. Okay, and we have other magic for that. Okay, there's other exercises in the Book of Exhilaration and Mastery and in other places for that. Okay, for now we're just addressing basic needs. Okay, so identify what the opposite of that lack is. All right, and keep that in your mind somewhere, because we'll get back to it very soon. Okay, next, wherever you are, sitting comfortably or standing, just breathe and clear your area. This is a simple banishing. This is a basic metamagic energy banishing. Imagine a circle around yourself, or that you're in the center of a sphere, if you'd like. And take a deep breath. Okay, fill your lungs completely, and as you inhale, allow your attention to expand to fill the circle. And exhale completely, slowly and evenly. And as you exhale, allow your attention to contract to a single point in the center of your chest. Again, take a deep breath as you inhale, expand to fill the circle. And as you exhale, contract to a tiny point in the center of your chest. And again, inhale. And exhale. And you can repeat that until you feel that your circle is sufficiently banished. Usually just a few is fine. Okay, now, allow your breathing to return to normal. And with your eyes open or closed, form a visual image of yourself standing or sitting outside the circle. Some people visualize more easily than others. If you find it easier to hear the sounds or voice of your imagined self or to feel your presence outside the circle, then begin with those senses. Right? Then begin to fill in the other sensory details until you have at least a rudimentary visual image. An alternative method is to imagine that you're looking into a mirror or a video screen and seeing an image of yourself there. Okay. Now, you can practice this to perfection another time. Okay, for our purposes here, perfection isn't necessary. Just as long as you know that that image of yourself, that shape, however vague or detailed it might be, just as long as you know that that's an image of you, that'll be just fine. Now, look at that image and begin to adjust it into an image of a self who has already met your basic need. Okay, so if you're going towards sufficiency, or to a pleasant relationship, or to whatever it was, imagine that this image of yourself, that this person you're looking at, has already accomplished this. Okay, now forget about props and background images. Focus your attention on what you will look like then. Okay, what this person you're looking at looks like. What's their facial expression like? What's their posture like? What's their breathing like? How do they speak? How do they hold themselves? What are they doing with their hands or their eyes? Spend at least half a minute or so contemplating this image. And when you're ready, pull the image into the circle with you and draw it into you. Wear it like clothing, wrap it around you. Let it interpenetrate your body and mind. Let your own body, posture, breathing, your facial expression reflect what you saw in this image. Let the memories of this future self, who has already resolved the basic need, be your memories. If you'd like, take a moment and remember what you did to fulfill this basic need. And when you're ready, we'll clear the circle by breathing and banishing again. So take a nice deep breath, and as you inhale, expand to fill your circle. And as you exhale completely and evenly, contract to a tiny point in the center of your chest. And a few more breaths like that. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Okay. Be open to thoughts, epiphanies, and suggestions from your unconscious mind that may occur throughout the day as a result of this practice. Okay, now again, this is a preliminary practice. It's just a way to begin to address some of the factors of your life that may need to be put in order for more in-depth magic to proceed. Okay, it's a way of clearing your life, clearing your mind, and contriving your circumstances. Everybody has a learning curve. What it takes to do this. You may need to listen to this a few times or read it in the Book of Exhilaration and Mastery. And once you've committed the steps to memory, okay, they're pretty simple. I would say do this no more than once a day and addressing just one basic issue, okay, just one basic need per session. And take no longer than 10 minutes to do it. Sometimes doing this quickly is more effective. If you have results that you'd like to share, having used this technique, I'd love to know what they are. And you can email me at info@metamagic.com. So that's it for Metamagic Podcast number 6, and we'll be back here soon. or at some point, with more MetaMagic podcasts, videos, and other stuff. So take care and enjoy your prosperity.